The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. And joining us, as she does every single Thursday, top of the 8 o'clock hour, to talk about the top dog of the week from our friends at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, is Wendy Welch from HSHV. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, my dear. So we got to start out. You said last week, I believe the number was 50 puppies in the love train. 50, I believe, was the number.
Yeah.
Did all 50 get adopted, Wendy?
They did. Can you believe it? They are all adopted. Yes. It's amazing. We've got an incredible community of people, man, Sam, who are just interested in rescue, and that's what they do. So, yeah, we're taking a little brief break from the love train for a couple weeks here while we get ready for Walk and Wag, and then we're back on it the 21st of May, and then the 28th we'll have back-to-back love train. So, whew.
Right. We will talk about Walk and Wag coming up. But before we do, let's do what we do every week and talk about the top dog of the week. Tell us about this week's top dog.
It's Wanda. This week's top dog is Wanda. Wanda is a one-year-old gray and white pit bull mix, just guessing from looking at her and from the fact that she wags her butt, her entire backside versus just her tail. She is about 58 pounds, and she's a sweetheart. We're looking for a home where they're all older kids. She's a little nervous around young kids. So everybody we want to be a teenager or older. She has lived with cats before, so it's potential that she could go to a home with cats. Doesn't have to. Potentially could go to a home with or without a dog. We're not 100% sure. We'd love to introduce her to a dog if you do have one in your home. And as you and I talk about all the time, Sam, if you already have a dog in your home and you're interested in adopting another one, we are more than happy to try to make that first introduction and see if it might be a match. We can do that with our professionals at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. But you can, of course, take a look at Wanda online at first. She's super cute. You should see her ears. She has one that flops over and one that sticks up. So she's just a cutie pie. You can check her out, hshv.org, and, of course, come visit us. We're open for adoption 7 days a week.
All right. And for folks who don't know where you are, hours of operation and location?
Yeah, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor. And like I say, we're open for adoption 7 days a week, and our hours specifically are Thursdays and Fridays are our late nights when we're open 11 to 7 for adoptions. Saturdays and Sundays we're open 11 to 5 for adoptions. And then Monday through Wednesday we're open 11 to 6. We'd love to see you.
Gotcha. Now, I know the focus right now is on Walk and Wag, which we will get to, but your events calendar is always loaded. Anything you guys have on the agenda before Walk and Wag?
Before Walk and Wag, let's see. We do have Pets in Pajamas coming up tomorrow night, actually. So just FYI, I think we have a couple more spaces on that. And as you and I mentioned, we like to call this date night, right? It's a drop-off event where you drop your kids off ages 5 to 11 from 5:30 until 9, and we'll entertain them with an animal-themed movie, of course, interactions with the animals. We tuck them in at night, and pizza and popcorn. We will totally entertain them, and then you parents get to do whatever you want to between 5:30 and 9. That's Pets in Pajamas. And then, of course, we have Rescue Reading that continues on, and one of my favorite programs that we introduced last year for anyone out there who has a youngster who wants to practice their reading skills. You can do so at the Humane Society of Huron Valley in front of a very non-judgmental audience, the cats and the dogs. Believe it or not, the cats are not judgmental when it comes to reading. We can do that on Sundays and Wednesdays. You can check that out, hshv.org/events.
Gotcha. Right. Always check out that events calendar. And be sure to always check whenever you hear about Walk and Wag. If you haven't been, trust me, it is a fun and worthwhile experience. And it is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Humane Society of Huron Valley. So, Wendy, tell the folks about Walk and Wag.
Yeah, well, this year it's virtual again, Sam. We're hoping to get back to regular things, of course, next year. But we're trying to make it as fun as possible online for everybody. And we've got oodles of prizes for people who help raise funds for the animals in the community. We've got things like, a hoodie sweatshirt, a Yeti dog bowl, even the chance to, we mentioned the Love Train earlier, even the chance to greet the puppies off the Love Train, a once-in-a-lifetime experience there. You can get all that by first registering for Walk and Wagon Run. You can register as a walker or as a runner or as a catnapper. And we also have opportunities for youth as well. And you register, get people to sponsor you, raise money for the animals in our community, and then we reward you with prizes. And of course, on the 15th, we have a virtual event that is going to be super fun, including a film fest of animals in the community and a whole bunch more. So check that out, hshv.org/walkandwag.
It is literally right around the corner. Walk and Wag is, coming upon us. And it's important to emphasize, I mean, the biggest fundraiser of the year for HSHV, and the support of the community is the lifeblood, right? This is how you guys fund the entire operation. It's through generous donations like those that come through for Walk and Wag.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that, Sam. There's a misconception out there that all humane societies are linked and that there's this big national organization that funds all of them and takes care of them, and that is not true. So the national organization, they're their own entity, and all of the individual humane societies run as individual community ones. So we depend on the funds raised through Walk and Wag to help sustain us all year round and take care of the animals that come to us in emergencies, that come to us homeless, that come to us abused oftentimes. We depend on these funds. So we really, really, really appreciate people, and especially this year more than ever, we really appreciate people raising funds for the animals of the community and helping us out with Walk and Wag.
Folks, for more information on Walk and Wag, you can go to the website hshv.org. Look for Walk and Wag. Easy to find once you get to the landing page. And whether you're signing up yourself or sponsoring someone else or just, flat donating, support the Humane Society of Huron Valley so we can take care of pets like Wanda, who's looking for a home. Tell us about this week's top dog of the week. One more time, Wendy, tell us about Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda is a one-year-old gray and white pit bull mixed terrier, we think. She's about 58 pounds, and she's as cute as can be. Her ears, one sticks up and one flops over. She's really adorable. She is very smart and very sweet, and she is looking for a home where everyone is over the age of 12. She gets a little nervous around young kids, and she's a sweet dog. Check her out. Check her picture out. You'll fall in love with her. Come visit her. The Humane Society of Huron Valley is open for adoption 7 days a week. You don't need an appointment. Check us out, hshv.org.
And just for repeating, so you're going to go on a little bit of a Love Train hiatus and then pick it up again at the end of the month?
You got it. Yes, yes. The next Love Train will be the 21st of May, followed very quickly by the 28th of May. So, yes, check that out. If you're interested in rescuing a puppy specifically, get on our email list. That's the way to get the best information and all of the puppy pictures, hshv.org/lovetrainemail.
All right. Well, Wendy, as always, appreciate your time, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Sam. Appreciate you. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Wendy Welch, Humane Society of Huron Valley. 50 puppies. 50 puppies. And that's not the first time this year that they've adopted that many puppies in a week, which is amazing. That's why the Love Train folks have got to be like, how do they do it? How do they do it? Folks outside of this community as well You know, Humane Society of Huron Valley is such, you know, is such a respected humane society that, you know, I imagine that you get a lot of folks, you know, finding out about the love train outside of Washtenaw County and saying, hey, this is where we can go get puppies, which is great. So continue to help them do the great work that they do by supporting them through donations, by supporting Walk and Wag, which is a week from Saturday. You cannot believe it's that close. A week from Saturday, fully virtual event one more time. So support Walk and Wag. We need to get to a break where we will switch gears and talk some softball, where one of the most dominant turns ever took place yesterday. Just a single game record for strikeouts. I know we talk about pitching every week. I mean, you don't take it for granted that you're going to see outstanding pitching. But we tend to talk a lot more about the bats because, I mean, they have their lights out. But on a day like yesterday, when Alex DeRocco goes out and 22 strikeouts, 22 Ks, I think there's one time, I was looking at Twitter, Ira, they said there's one performance better than that, and one nine-inning performance better than that, period. So it's like, this is not just Michigan dominant. This is like national dominant.
Yeah, it's, I mean, what they did, what she was able to do last night is really hard to do. I mean, 22 strikeouts. There was a game that was not at the Michigan, you know, the Big Ten, the Power Five kind of level. There was a kid that had a 27 strikeout perfect game, which is just twenty-one strikeouts, seven innings. Just remarkable to see that. But that's an anomaly, and that's overpowering a team that you're probably a lot better than. You know, in Big Ten play, especially in a rivalry game, but yeah, Starocco was just phenomenal. Alex Starocco, she was absolutely phenomenal in that game.
And frankly, had to be in that game. They won it 1-0. So it was one of those things where, hey, you needed a lights-out performance, but that was like lights-out then some. That was like, you know, black hole dark.
Not a lot of balls touching the bat at all, except for maybe some you know, some wailing at some, just flailing at some foul balls, right, and just knocking things out of play. But not a lot of bat on ball combination for Michigan State at all.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will talk about that and more, including the Michigan Softball Academy coming up with Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.